Before going into today's podcast, which is the subject matter of being in the mode of passion or being passionate and the difference between the two, I just want to reflect on yesterday's subject matter, and that is Vaishnav dress, whether it's worn dhotis, saris are worn in the spiritual world, whether we should be wearing that type of dress here in this world, and whether this type of dress is even described within the scriptures and so on. And the reason I'm reflecting on this is because this morning I was giving Bhagavatam from the first canto, and the book was sitting closed in front of me. And as I was speaking, I was looking at the picture, and you all know the picture, Mahavishnu and the universes in the bottom, with Goloka Vrindavan in the center, surrounded by the Vaikuntha planets. And in Goloka Vrindavan, to the left is Gornitai, in the center is Radhan Krishna, to the right is Krishna with the gopis. And as I was looking at this, then I was seeing, well, here is the spiritual sky, and here is Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, his associates, Lord Krishna, all dressed in dhoti, and Srimati Radharani dressed in choli and skirt, and a upper cloth chadar anchal. As are the gopis, and so is Mahavishnu, and all of the Vishnus, all dressed in dhotis. And it occurred to me, but, you know, this is a picture of the spiritual world that Srila Prabhupada himself designed. It was something that he already brought with his original Bhagavatams, and this is Srila Prabhupada's depiction of the spiritual world. So if Srila Prabhupada says this is the spiritual world, isn't that for us, the members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, the best evidence that this is the way Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are dressed in the spiritual world? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates are also dressed in a similar way. Isn't therefore this the way that we should also dress? I don't need to get into the intricacies of Sanskrit language to analyze what vesh or dress means in terms of Krishna's attire or the Lord's attire in Goloka, but it's clear that this was Srila Prabhupada's message to the world, to devotees primarily, and then to the general mass of people, that this is how the Lord dresses, this is how liberated souls dress, this is how we should dress, unless we have some real reason not to do so. And what more obvious proclamation do we need than that? With that, I just rest my case and go on to the other subject matter. This morning, one of the devotees asked, well, what about devotees who are in the mode of passion? How good is their preaching? And how effective is their spreading of Krishna consciousness and giving example to others? And my response to that was first to actually distinguish between is someone in the mode of passion or is someone passionate? And what's the difference between the two? And of course this applies to all other aspects. Excuse me, all other modes of nature. Someone is in a mode of passion when they engage in devotional service with a desire to enjoy the results of that service. They want to share with Krishna the fruits of their work, of their labors. That's someone in the mode of passion. What is someone who's passionate? Passionate is someone who, by dint of his past previous activities, is carrying certain passionate nature. For instance, someone may be speak before he thinks or acts before he thinks, and yet that person, if he has a motivation of simply trying to serve Krishna and please Krishna and maintains that motivation, he can't be said to be in the mode of passion, because his motivation is no longer characteristic, the prime characteristic of the mode of passion. Brahmachari guru kule vasa danto guru orhitan. Guru orhita means the path of pure devotional service, living in the guru kule and acting simply for the pleasure of the spiritual master. pleasure of the spiritual master means Krishna's representative and for Krishna. So when our motivation is trying to please Krishna, then we're transcendentally, or at least we're acting as if transcendentally situated, even though from the results of past activities, so many other characteristic traits and behavioral patterns are still there, which are not characteristic or representative of the transcendental mode, neither is our heart yet fully cleansed. But while we're acting thus, we're in the fire of pure devotional service. And as that oft heard example, the fire of pure devotional service, when you or we and me as iron are placed into that fire, as long as it's in the fire, the iron acts as fire. It's only when you come out of the fire of pure devotional service that your iron-like qualities again then become manifest and then are also recalled. Romaharshana Sutta was a qualified representative of the Puranas, but when his lower nature, he came out of the fire of pure service, and his lower nature of pride and arrogance became manifest, then his iron-like qualities were immediately taken into account, and Lord Balaram disposed of him. So similarly, while devotees are engaged in serving the mission of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, of spreading Krishna consciousness, despite the fact that they're carrying certain traits, they should be considered as sadhu. Sadhu eva samantavya apichet sudaracharo. Bad characteristics, that's what Kali Yuga is all about. Kalo dosha nidharajan. It's a ocean of bad qualities. But mahaguna, there's one mahagun. And what is that mahagun? Kirtana deva krishnasya. If someone engages in chanting Hare Krishna, what to speak of if someone is engaging others in chanting Hare Krishna and is spreading Krishna consciousness, then he's under the shelter of this mahagun. And the other smaller guns of rajas, tamas, and sattva, they are not that devotee's primary identity, but rather this mahagun, or the service of the Sankirtan movement is. And as long as devotees are absorbing themselves and giving themselves over to the service of the Krishna, then that is what should be seen. And therefore, their preaching is effective and powerful. And that's how Krishna consciousness movement spreads all over the world. That's not to minimize those who are actually fully transcendentally situated by dint of their own purity of heart and who've imbued all of the pure qualities of a Vaishnav by dint of strict practice and austerity. Yasyasi bhakti bhagavati akinchana su sarvagunastata harasate sura. All of the lower qualities have been burned up and all the good qualities become manifest. Those devotees are certainly in a superior position, in a intrinsically transcendental position. But we must also recognize the efforts of those who are trying and who have given their lives to Guru Hitan for the pleasure and the service of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. To these people, Lord Nityananda then says, my dear brother, you just chant Hare Krishna and serve the mission of my Gauranga, and I will take responsibility for bringing you across the ocean of material existence. This is Lord Nityananda's guarantee. This is the assurance that we have from the Lord. It is the assurance that we should be absorbed in and take shelter of. And therefore, we should not be excessively disturbed by the unfortunate qualities that we carry from many, many lifetimes of the past, but rather we should mahaguna shraya, we should take shelter of this great wonderful quality of chanting Hare Krishna and spreading Krishna consciousness. And when we do, then Lord Nityananda, who is the master of the material energy and the protector of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees, he will deliver us to the other ocean of material existence, where all bad qualities then have no further effect. They disappear, and all the transcendental qualities of pure devotees become manifest in the heart of Vaishnavas. Surely that will be a wonderful day, and we should pray for that day. We should pray always to be kept in the shelter of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet, Ore Karinitai Chan Karuna Hoibe, of receiving the mercy of Lord Nityananda, Samsara Basana, so that we are free from the influence of samsara, and that one day our connection with material existence will be completely severed, and Bishaya Chariya Habe Shuddha Habe Mana, and then we can enter into Sri Vrindavana. That is the benefit of, extraordinary benefit of dedicating ourselves to the mission of Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna.